This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
The new trailer for Toy Story 4 is out. If you get a chance, take a look at it, because I want to discuss this at some point. The first Toy Story came out in 1995. It's amazing.
Really?
1995.
Wow. Seems like just yesterday.
It does, right?
It does, actually.
And this is going to be number 4. I have a suspicion, though, that we might have jumped the PC shark on this one, but I'm not...
Is it all-inclusive?
It might be all-inclusive. It might be about a spork who identifies as a toy. Like a spork, you know, a spoon and a fork who identifies as a toy, and I think it might be about... I'm worried it's going to be a wash in propaganda, you know?
Yeah. Right? Is it a visual thing?
Yeah, you can watch it. Take a chance and watch the trailer. Did you see it yet?
Did I see it? I did see it, and Bo Peep still has the shepherd's crook, and apparently I read someplace that some sheep organization or some animal rights organization said, she can't have that shepherd's crook. That's demeaning to animals. It means that they're subservient to the human.
Wow.
So they're already...
They've already upset the sheep people,
they're
huh?
Raising hell, yes.
Man.
That Bo Peep has a shepherd's crook.
Dawn, have you seen the trailer yet for Toy Story 4?
Yes.
And?
It's fine. People are losing their little Bo Peep. Rhymes with sheep. She's got to have the prop.
Well, that's one aspect of the outrage, but no, there's no outrage yet. I'm just wondering if this movie's going to be... It's going to be a lot of propaganda. You know what I mean? I'm very acutely aware of the brainwashing that occurs with kids.
Yes,
you know?
It's true.
Very acutely aware. And in 1995, the first Toy Story, I don't remember having any subliminal PC messages.
No, absolutely not.
None, right?
No.
It was
Woody
just a Woody and Buzz and you know.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear and Beyond or whatever. That
well,
is.
the only and Beyond, but the only thing.
Infinity and Beyond.
Infinity and Beyond, whatever, yes. It's been a long time, sorry.
It's been a long time.
But I think the only, you know, message was like, don't throw out your toys. Give
right.
them to a child. Which is why everyone, you know, I bring some things in to the Ziolis, right?
You
because,
do.
See,
you...
so I'm doing the Buzz Lightyear thing that he taught us to do.
Which I love that, but you wind up always giving us the used crap you don't want to throw out, which I think is great.
So I don't have to feel guilty.
Exactly.
See,
you know what I mean?
As the mom throwing the toy away.
Psh.
And it's crying and all the toy, you know.
You don't have to be that mom
See?
And make the kids sad. I'll tell you what I did by mistake. I accidentally threw out one of Patrick's toys. I actually threw out like 3 of them. He had stuffed animals. My parents keep getting him stuffed animals all the time, you know, and he wasn't really playing with them anymore. He had a toothless dragon from How to Train Your Dragon. Toothless, right? He had a dinosaur, and he had the Phillies Fanatic, which I didn't throw it away. I just lost it. I don't know where the Fanatic is. I wouldn't throw him away, but he's got to be around somewhere. But I threw away the toothless, the dragon, and we were going to see How to Train Your Dragon 2, and he's stressed out. He says to my wife, he goes, Mommy, my toys just leave me.
Aww.
They just leave me.
He's gonna be in therapy for the rest of his life.
Well, no, because I went and bought him a new toothless. And I said, buddy, look who came back to see you.
See, and you look like the hero. It's
right?
Actually brilliant.
But I neglected to realize this toothless talked and the other one didn't. So Patrick goes, oh, daddy. While Toothless was away, he learned to talk. He can talk now. I go, that's amazing, buddy. So I'm even like doubly, like it worked out double.
See?
Because now he cuddles up with Toothless and he squeezes him and Toothless goes, whatever he does. He goes, yeah, Toothless was away getting a new voice box, daddy.
Aww.
So he goes, is that going to happen with all my other toys that have disappeared? Like, yeah, maybe some of them. Probably. Maybe. The Fanatic will never talk, though, buddy. Never. That much I can tell
It'll
you.
It'll stick out his tongue, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I could get that addition.
Yeah.
We're going to the Flyers game tonight. I'm taking him to his first hockey game.
Wow.
So
fun.
Yeah. He already knows more about hockey than I do.
Do you know? I was just going to ask you if you know who they're playing.
Playing the Canadiens tonight.
Oh, okay, good.
Taking my father-in-law and my son to go see the Flyers game tonight.
Nice.
And I'm hoping that we'll get a glimpse of Gritty. Gritty has become an international sensation now. He is, in case you don't know, the mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers, the hockey team, is, if you imagine, a Muppet serial killer. That's what Gritty looks like.
They did a great job marketing him.
They did.
Brilliant.
I mean, he's everywhere. Gritty's everywhere, and they love him. And so I'm hoping we'll get a Gritty sighting today. I don't know how he is around young kids. If young kids freak out and they're terrified, I don't know.
I mean,
but
I'm 38, and I freak out when I see him.
You freak out when you see him, right? All right, so watch the trailer and tell me if you think that this is, in fact, propaganda. What I found, okay, Cars 3, for example, all right? Took to Cars 3. And of course, it's got to be the female car that wins. You know,
yes.
It's the woke female driver that wins. Fine. All right, I get it. Then it has to be, what was the other movie that I saw that I was just... It's like in every movie now, the female has to be the hero. Have you noticed that? In every
yes.
kid's movie. I'm okay with a couple here and there. Every damn movie doesn't need to have a female hero, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Not every movie.
100%.
You can have a couple here and there. You don't need every single movie to be. So here's my prediction for Toy Story 4. I think the little Bo Peep's going to wind up being the hero.
Definitely.
Oh.
That's what I'm predicting right now. Because we're woke and now it's, you know, Woody can't win.
No.
He's an old white cowboy. He's a beat up old white cowboy, white sheriff,
yep.
Law enforcement.
Yep.
So he can't win the day.
Probably a slave master back in the day.
Probably,
or
yeah. Probably was one of the guys who went out and got the freed slaves.
Yeah.
You know, the fugitive slaves. And then you can't have Buzz Lightyear win.
Nope.
Because Buzz Lightyear represents colonial domination
yes.
throughout the universe. So he can't be the hero
imposing
anymore.
Imposing our will on other planets.
So it's got to be the little sheep woman, little Bo Peep. She's going to wind up emerging as the new Captain Marvel of the Toy Story era. I'm telling you.
Well, why couldn't it be Mrs. Potato Head?
Well, that's a great question, Joe. Why couldn't it be Mrs. Potato Head? I don't know. I guess a casting decision. They'd sell more Bo Peeps than Potato Heads.
Because they want the
heads.
Hottie.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's against moms and wives.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, because Bo Peep, let's face it, she's kind of a portly looking woman, you know what I mean? She's not exact. She's a handsome woman. Mrs. Potato Head is a handsome woman.
We need our sturdy, ladies.
Wives.
It's like, well, the potato could work because that could remind you of Russia when all they had to eat were potatoes and lining up to wait for potatoes every day. That could work. But no, Bo Peep, I realize now in the first Toy Story, she didn't even really talk. She was just there to be Woody's little good time girl whenever he needed her. And now she doesn't shut up in this trailer. She's everywhere. And I figured it out. Now she's going to be the woke hero.
It's the new and improved Bo Peep.
Right. It's the new and improved Bo Peep. She got her voice back box too, and now she won't shut up. And, you know.
She's the Me Too.
It's the hashtag Me Too movement. So at the end of Toy Story 4, when you're in the theater, you're going, damn, it's Yoli was right again. Look at this now. She's there. She saves Buzz and Woody. And it's what? Girl power. Women unite. And all the women in the theater go, it's about time. It's about time. I will just once again be right. I don't like to be right. It's just the way it goes. And then what would be really funny, of course, if Mr. Potato Head in the movie winds up killing Mrs. Potato Head after all they do is argue and fight. That would be fun,
I
think.
To the moon, Potato Head.
Yeah, and then they just kill each other in the end. They start ripping off each other's parts. It's oof. This is the kind of stuff you think about as a dad. It's what you think about. And listen, on long road trips, you got to have a movie. I'm telling you, you got it. Right, Dawn? You have to.
Yes.
Mike, when Bridget took Claire up to the Adirondacks, she watched Moana, I think, 16 times in a row, just over and over again. Just Moana.
Did the songs get stuck in your head?
Oh, it's every song's in your head. And you got to watch out, because Moana's the hero. Moana's got to be the hero. Every movie now has to have the girl be the hero. And again, I'm fine with every other movie. Make it half. It's not even half anymore. There's not many guy heroes anymore in movies. They're not allowed.
Yeah, it's not even a team.
No, no. Because you know what's going to happen? Captain Marvel's going to save the day in the Avengers Infinity Endgame. Am I right? She's going to come in and be the woke hero that saves everybody.
Yeah, but it's really going to be Iron Man, is it not? Mike, have I got it wrong?
No, they're going to kill him and the other white guy.
No.
What's his name? Captain America? He's dead too. See? Yeah, this is what I mean. She's, yes, and I will. I can do anything. I can be anything. It's It's a man's world, but I can overcome it, and I can. It's enough. And they make all the guys seem like goofballs, like Maui, who's the guy in Moana.
Yeah,
he's a giant goofball.
Yeah.
Right? Every guy, that's what I mean. They're going to take the Toy Story heroes in Toy Story 4. They're going to turn Woody and Buzz into a bunch of goofballs who couldn't put their pants on without a good woman around them. I'm right.
Well, that is accurate.
Well, that's true. I did have to use stain stick on my shirt about 20 minutes ago. So, Rick is in Cinnaminson. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
Good.
That's good. Hey, this propaganda in children's TV and movies and stuff, it's nothing new. Do you remember Captain Planet back in the 90s? My kids used to watch that all the time.
No, what's that one, Captain Planet?
Well, he was a superhero, and he went around saving the planet. You know, he was an environmentalist superhero.
Oh, he's Al Gore, if he had superpowers?
Yeah. I'm sure, though, if you search hard.
Oh, yeah, Captain Planet and the Planeteers. I see that. Yeah, okay.
Well, the Planeteers.
Oh, Ted Turner created it. Well, obviously, okay.
Yeah, so they were boys and girls of every race. There was one of each. But every episode, it was the little white boy who made the wrong decisions and had to be, you know, had to be trained in the right way to think. Every episode, no matter what it was, whether it was, you know, throwing trash out the window or whatever it was that these kids would, you know, whether they would have to call Captain Planet for. It was always because the little white kid, the little white boy, made some wrong decision. And they had to, you know, Captain Planet had to come save the day with the rest of the other kids to teach the little white boy a lesson on how to be, I guess, woke is the word I'm looking for, you know?
And there were eco-villains. You know, there were eco-villains who wanted to cause danger to the planet through pollution, deforestation, poaching, and other environmentally unsafe activities. Planet. All right. Well, thank you, Rick, for bringing that to my attention. I will definitely not put that in the old Netflix queue. Thank you.
All right.
It's not easy to find stuff that's not brainwashing. That's the problem. It's not easy.
The old VeggieTales, if you can find the original ones.
Well, you gave me some. They're good.
Yeah, VeggieTales
is solid. I think PJ Masks is good.
Yeah.
And there's always the go-to of the Federalist Papers, the animated Constitutional Convention debates. I just made that up.
The Federalist Papers.
I should do. Imagine if I came home with the entire DVD series of the Constitutional Convention animation series where they're just debating liberty. And that would be great. My son would be like, I'm out. I'm done. Give me Legos. I'm out. What are some of the worst offenders of propaganda TV shows, you think? Well, I played you the one on the Justice League where they had Hillary Clinton as a character. I mean, literally, from Super Friends. Remember that?
Yes, that was weird.
Literally. As far as movies go, I don't know. I mean, Frozen, she's a female. You can't say heroine, right? You're not allowed to say heroine. You gotta say hero.
Yeah.
Can't say heroine. I'm trying to think of a movie in modern times where the guy has been the hero at the end. Anybody?
Yeah,
no. Right? Men, you suck. We suck. That's why they're telling us. That's the rule. We're the worst. That's what they want us to believe. And the sheep people are not happy, right? The sheep people are not happy. Gonna buy them all vegan cheese not steaks. So they should call it, Dawn. It's a cheese not steak. It's a not cheese either. It's not cheese. It's vegan, right?
Right.
This world's a mess.
It's probably soy.
I never thought I'd live long enough to say my cheesesteak identifies as a plant, but now, from now on, it is. I'm officially eating salads.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.